It was Plato who got me into seaweed. In book 10 of The Republic, Plato is going on this crazy talk about seaweed. The part that puts its trust in measurement and calculation is the best part of the soul. Cleansed of the barnacles and the seaweed of passion, the many stony and wild things that have been encrusted all over it. So here I am at this beautiful, beautiful spot. A lot of the rockweed, bladder wrack, seaweed. What does seaweed have to say? Our recent arguments compel us to believe that the soul is immortal. We will study the soul in its pure state, thoroughly and by means of logical reasoning. It's low tide now, so much is exposed. So I'm in this crevice, almost as if I'm being sheltered between legs of a woman with lots of pubic hair and hair all down the legs. It's really awesome. I just was in the water. I feel like my hands are still a little shaking from it. It was really nice. So I'm sitting here and I'm realizing that I'm hearing this sound. It's very subtle, but it's as if everything is drying. We'll find that the soul is a much finer thing than we thought. Like the sea god Glaucus, whose body has been maimed by waves, shells, seaweed, and stones that have attached themselves to him. The high tide is coming in. I think I've napped on the rock. I had to move away from the rock, which is now submerged in water, where I had been sitting. My home is now water. I am lazy. The water comes up fast. That is why we have to look elsewhere to study the soul, to philosophy or love of wisdom. I'm smelling the water as the seaweed does its dance. It goes all the way forward and all the way back. Just kind of like a prayer, like a bow, deep rise, deep bow. So that we can see the soul. Cleansed of the barnacles and the seaweed of passion, the many stony and wild things that have been encrusted all over it.